Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks for listening. Elements, a Cincinnati-based urban arts organization with the help of Arts Wave, is producing their first ever concert series for the community focused on music and spoken word from the local hip-hop community. The series is called Thrive, a celebration of hip-hop music and culture. The first of these four events, entitled Hip Art, will take place Thursday, September 19th at the Woodward Theater. And here to tell me all about it is Elements Creative Director, Abdullah Pell. Abdullah, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Jim.
So as I said, it's a four-part series. The first one takes place this September, but then we have events in November, and then next February, next April. What's the scope of this project?
Thrive, the name Thrive, it kind of speaks for itself. Cincinnati has a very rich hip-hop community from decades back to, you know, where we're at now in the current generation of hip-hop artists. So, you know, Elements, us being a hip-hop youth center, we're really well connected to veteran artists and also the talented emerging artists that are coming up today. And we just see the opportunity to use this platform that we've developed, Elements, since it's been around since 2002. We've been in the community this long, and we're connected to activists, we're connected to hip-hop artists. You know, we see an opportunity to use this platform to support the hip-hop community. And so and we're really talking about conscious hip-hop. And what conscious hip-hop means to us is hip-hop that's very thoughtful, that when you listen to it, it might inspire you to be more reflective of your own life. It might inspire you to be more active in your community and give back. It's just uplifting music, you know, and this is really how I got into hip-hop personally in terms of my journey. So we want to support all the artists in our community that are doing this type of hip-hop. And we're not just talking about music. We're talking about poets. We're talking about street dancers. We're talking about DJs, you know, the whole aspect, and visual artists. Anybody that's doing conscious hip-hop, we want to uplift them and create a platform through Thrive for them. So in our first year, we're doing three concerts. The first three will be at the Woodward Theater. You mentioned those on, I think, September 19th, November, got to get the date, November
14th.
November 14th and February 20th, 2020.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap it all up with what's called Louder Than a Bomb, and that's a citywide high school poetry slam that's going on, I think it's sixth year. That's going to be the tail end of Thrive. So we're going to do those concerts, but we're also supporting several other events in the community that are what we deem to be conscious hip-hop. So one of those events is called Heroes Rise Street Dance Experience. That's a street dance battle that's been going on for many years, and we just love that event. We want to continue to amplify that, so we're presenting that this year, and that's going to be a very energetic, inspiring event. It's going to be at Top Cats in September, I think they're September 28th, and then we're also supporting what's called the Cincinnati Poetry Slam. And Cincinnati Poetry Slam has been going on for a while now, and it's going to be held in Madisonville. So they do several events. So it's our events, but we're also getting behind events that are already happening that are you know, very inspiring and conscious.
And you're spreading it out through the community. You have downtown, you have Clifton, you have Madisonville, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
For those who might not know, tell me a bit more about Elements and your role with Elements.
Yeah, sure. So the work at Elements goes back to 2002. The founders of Elements got together after Timothy Thomas was killed by police in 2002. Sorry, he was killed in 2001. And, you know, as we know, there's riots downtown. Our founders were in the community at the time, and they got together and said, what are we going to do in response to all this that's happening in our community? And so they did certain activist work initially. They formed a nonprofit, and then they started Elements. And we opened our doors in 2005. And we opened on Liberty and Central Parkway. That was our space right next to the ballet. We were there for, I think, 7 or 8 years. And I got involved in 2005 as a volunteer. So that's when I started my journey with Elements. But our work, you know, it's rooted in working with inner city youth, providing a safe place for them to be after school. We know that if they just come into our doors, we're going to see them for many years. We're going to see them grow up with us. So that's kind of the root of our work, is to be a safe place for inner city young people to come and express themselves and just find family and community. But now we've also added the idea of teaching inner city youth to find their creative voice. Since we're doing so much with arts and hip hop, we want to make sure that through poetry, through street dance, through DJing, visual art, and music making, that we're teaching young people that they have a creative voice, and Elements is a place that you can develop that voice. So that's really our big mission.
And you yourself are a CCM grad.
Yeah.
What kind of success stories have you seen in the, what is it now, 15-something years of Elements?
Yeah, it's amazing being around that long. Some of the young people that came at the time when I first started, I was like 21 when I first started at Elements. Some of the youth were probably 16, 17, 18. They were right. And some of them were my age. So I've seen some of those young people, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, a lot of them were in heavy in street life, you know, and I've just seen a lot of them just taking care of their families, they have kids, they're just being parents, you know, and some of their circumstances are still difficult, but, you know, I see them, you know, just being good parents. Mm-hmm. And then today, in today's age, you know, where we've been working with young people since that first generation, maybe the second generation of young people, I've seen a lot of them go to college. And we actually have money that we're supporting them with. And some of these young people that have graduated from college are now working at Elements. We just sent a young man over to school. We paid his way to go to recording school. You know, so we got stories of people going to college and coming back and working with Elements. Now we've got stories of people just going out to college. And so we have one young man that's actually in Spain. He got his degree at Berkeley, you know, and he's working over there in Spain. He's a songwriter and music producer. So, you know, you got different trajectory of terms of where people go. College is not, you know, the route for everybody.
Sure.
But you've got some that are, we got those stories. We've got the stories of young people that are, you know what I mean, just in a better place for themselves. We've got young people that are still working through their life circumstances right now, still coming to Elements, and we're just trying to be there to support them, to help them figure things out. You know, of course, you got success stories and you got just reality for people that, you know, in inner city life is very difficult, you know, and Elements is like one piece of hopefully a support system that the community can help to build, because there needs to be more to help these young people.
You know. Aside from yourself, what other kind of mentors and staff are available at Elements?
All of our teaching artists are what we call very culturally relevant, you know, like they understand hip hop culture, and they understand it in the sense that it's not just like just something to just produce music or just dance to. It's something to uplift others, something to build community with. So all of our teaching artists, they have that mentality in terms of their work at Elements. They're not just like, okay, we're going to make people become famous dancers or famous music producers. You know, they're coming because they see that these young people also need extra support, extra mentorship. So, you know, everyone from our DJ instructor, DJ April Rain, she's been around since before I even started Elements. So she's been helping all that time. She said she has a degree in psychology, actually. So I'm sure a lot of that comes into play in her work as a DJ instructor.
Yeah.
Even though she's teaching DJing, she's also just assessing all the young people and how to best support them. And then we also have, you know, everyone from like Nitty Morris. He's a young person that came through our program as a youth, and then we hired him as a teaching artist. So he came from also a kind of a street background, you know, so he can relate to young people that we work with in a way that someone like myself can't relate. You know, I didn't come from that necessarily that kind of background. So we kind of have a good, well-rounded staff. And then we also have, you know, dance teachers like Julius Jenkins, knows street dance very well, but he also just loves young people. So, you know, we just got so many different artists that are like that, that are very talented in their artistry, but very grounded in community.
If you don't mind, I'm going to take a step to the side for just a second and talk about your own musical career. You have an album that you just put out this year called Reaching Higher. Mm-hmm. I want to get an idea of the kind of music that you create. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind letting us listen to a clip of one of your songs.
Yeah, sure.
What song would you like to listen to?
I think Mrs. Jones is good.
Mrs. Jones, could you tell me about it?
Yeah, so Mrs. Jones is a song I wrote for my grandmother. Her last name is Jones. And there was an oldie song called Mrs. Jones, Me and Mrs. Jones. And so, you know, my grandmother, I say it on the song, she's my favorite person on this earth. And many of us identify with that idea of our grandmothers being, you know, if they're not our favorite person on earth, they're up there in the top five or top three. So, you know, my grandmother's 92, You know, she'll be 93, Lord willing, next year. And so I just wanted to pay tribute to her, you know, and a lot of my album, Reaching Higher, a lot of themes that are on the album are just about getting older, recognizing people that have been, you know, influential in my life and paying tribute to them and just reflecting on, you know, being an adult and going through these years and the difficulties that come with it and the joys that come with it. So,
this is the song Mrs. Jones from the album Reaching Higher by Abdullah Powell.
Dear Mrs. Jones, I appreciate you, and that's truly an understatement. And that feeling is mutually felt, always new from your mural paint. A special bond from the Lord Most High, thinking about it makes me teary-eyed. You're my favorite person on this earth, Grandma, I ain't gonna lie. You taught me about love and stability, how to smile and keep going through adversities. When life brings me down, I come and visit you, and when I leave to go back, I feel renewed. Grand, you're always in my heart.
Always.
You make the most beautiful art.
Beautiful.
I can't believe we came this far.
This far.
We made you a great grandma.
Great grand.
I always prayed that you meet my kids, so they can have your homemade biscuits. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Mrs. Jones,
school days I wouldn't mind being sick, cause Ma would take me over grands and she'd babysit. Chilling in your living room, watching cartoons. You hook me up, grilled cheese, chicken noodle soup. I have a routine every time I come to visit. Give you a hug, and then it's time to hit the kitchen. Apple pie smelling great, love your pound cake. Nothing was store-bought, it was always homemade. And that's the reason why I have certain tastes, cause eating out can't compare to grandma's hot plates. And there's love in the food that you cook, the type of love that you never get out of a cookbook. You're such a blessing to the whole family,
the whole family.
And now the elders living in our family tree.
91.
I pray for peace all the way through the end. I pray to be in paradise with all of our kin.
Amen.
I pray our best days still lie ahead. Grand, I love you, and that's enough said.
The event Hip Art that takes place September 19th at the Woodward Theater, I saw it described as performances that will explore themes of personal growth, adulting, and continuing to pursue dreams at every stage of life. Could you expand on that?
Yeah, so Hip Art, the concert, is something we've actually done for many years. We haven't done it every year, but we first did it at Washington Park for several years, and then we moved it to Woodward Theater because we kept getting rained out a lot at Washington Park. So this event is really where we showcase elements. We want to showcase what we've produced in the community. So we're not necessarily looking to pull in outside artists that don't perform at our center or haven't been cultivated at our center. So you'll see some of our emerging talent that's young, like Noah Halls. He's very well known in within Elements and more so in the community now because he's performing with us a lot. You've got him. You've got teaching artists like Deshaun Mitchell. He's got a street dance performance group called Image of Dance. We've got another street dance group called CA Squared and Heroes Rise Street Dance Experience. Everyone that knows Elements loves street dance, so we're going to have that element in the performance. We've got, you know, music performances by Nitty Morris, teaching artist Elements, and myself. I'll be performing in that, and DJ April Rain will be doing a DJ set. You know, that's just to name the artist, but the themes within it kind of relate to some of the ideas from my album as well. But they're things that as artists we're all going through, and as human beings we're all going through personal growth. So we wanted to explore what that's like for different, because all these artists I'm mentioning are different ages. You know, mm-hmm. Some of the ones I mentioned are, you know, just exiting their teenage years. Some of them are just exiting college experience. So one young lady in the group is a parent now. Our DJ instructor has twins, and she's going to grad school. She's trying to juggle all these things. And sometimes she talks to me about, you know, questioning, you know, should she still be doing her art? You know, she questions herself, you know, she have time for it. As an artist myself, I've been making music for 18 years, mainly producing and doing instrumentals. And I question sometimes, you know, do I have time for that? I also have four children myself, you know, and they're all entering school now. And it's like, man, how do we balance all these things and still be artists? But what's interesting is about getting older is that you have different types of inspiration to do art and to talk about different things. For me, I have a lot more to talk about than I would have 10 years ago. You know, I wouldn't have such a story to tell. When you have children, you're raising children, and your family's getting older, you're seeing everybody go through different phases of life, there's a lot more to talk about. So the idea of pursuing your dreams at different ages or having new goals and personal growth at every stage, those are themes that I think everyone in the performance group can connect with, and audiences connect, because we're all going through that.
Yeah. As a parent of three, I know time and money are your most precious resources. If you could just quickly give me a little bit of a preview of the other events that are coming up. Like we said, sure. In November, there's This Is My Voice, and February 20th, We Are. What are those more focused on?
So I want to shout out one of our new teammates. His name is Stolitics. Alex Stallings is his regular name, but his stage name is Stolitics. He joined our team as the production manager of Elements, and so he's helping to create events within the Thrive concert series. So these two events, he's a gem for Cincinnati. He comes by way of Sacramento, California, but he just knows Cincinnati's young emerging talent scene very well. He's led open mics in the city here for several years, and so he's created spaces for young artists to share their artistry and to develop community. And so he's the one helping to produce these other concerts. And so he's mainly focusing on local artists that are, like I mentioned earlier, conscious hip-hop artists that have something inspiring to say, something that's, maybe some element of storytelling to their music. I think some of the artists that are performing in those concerts, I can name some of them. He's got a group named The Joneses, a young man named Ronan. This is the November concert. He's still working on some of the details of it, but the second concert will be mainly hip-hop based local artists like Patterns of Chaos, Chris Crooks, etc. And then the first one I mentioned in November will be a little bit more of poetry and some element of jazz, hip-hop style performance. So these other two events, that's kind of the vibe for those. And we're going for, I should talk about audiences. The first event, hip art, will be very family friendly. We definitely hope that folks that grew up listening to hip hop and have children, bring your families out to that event specifically. The second one will be a little bit more mature, but everything we're going to do is still going to be curated and very thoughtful, even though it's more mature. So it's not going to be like just all this vulgarity and all this stuff, it's going to be very thoughtful. But all these events, we feel really, really positive about, and I'm sure Alex is going to produce a really outstanding concert. He just knows so many talented young artists.
And the best way to get more information would be your website?
Yeah, visit elements.org. Elements has a Z, so we want to make sure you don't go to Elements with an S because you won't find us. But elements with a Z.org, and from there we have, where it says purchase tickets right on the front page. So you can purchase tickets now. I think they're discounted for $5, and there'll be $10 at the door. So they're not too expensive, but definitely good time. We want everyone to buy tickets right now.
There's one last question before you leave, and it's one that's a little bit awkward for me to ask, but for my own personal curiosity, I feel I need to. Mm-hmm. And that is, for someone like me, who's a white suburbanite, mm-hmm. how can I be more authentically engaged with the local hip-hop community?
Interesting question. When you say authentically, I think that's the most important aspect of it. I think first there has to be interest. If there's interest, then I think maybe engaging in events like what we're producing. Because when you come to events like this, there's connection points. And maybe it's not the music that someone is interested in. Maybe it's the community activism work, or there are artists like Tribe, there are artists like Is What. These are all artists that are young and veteran artists that are not only just artists, but they're also involved in community activism. What's good about just being involved with Elements is that you also know that we're working in the community. So some folks just want to make donations. By coming out to events like this, it helps to support Elements being around for hopefully decades to come. I think that's one of the best things to do, is get engaged with Elements. And, otherwise, I don't know if I could give advice on that. I think that you need things like Elements, or even in Price Hill, they have the Price Hill Creative Community Festival. These are things that also, they're not just hip-hop, but they have hip-hop within them, and they're very community-oriented. And people can come to these things and bring their families. Things like we're doing with Thrive, you can bring your families out, and you can get connected in. Maybe when you're from the suburbs, and if you're older, you may not feel like going to a nightclub, you know, where the young people are at, but at least with what we're doing, you know, this is something that, you know, I'm 36. I don't go out like that anymore myself, but at least with things like Thrive, you can kind of be amongst different age generations and not feel out of place.
My guest today has been Abdullah Powell, who's the creative director at Elements. We've been talking about Thrive, a celebration of hip-hop, music, and culture. The first of four events takes place September 19th at the Woodward Theater. For more information, you can find links at our website, wvxu.org/lx. Abdullah Powell, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. This episode was recorded and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode is by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. You can find out more at freemusicarchive.com. Until next time.